This is the Spotlight on LaGrange, and this portion is brought to you by Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. For red hot deals on certified pre-owned vehicles, stop soon at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford, Route 57 and East Broad Street. And we have with us from Nick Abraham Elyria Ford, Chuck Sturgill, who's also a good supporter of the Keystone Athletics, the schools, the area that's down here. Because, Craig, you know where the Nick Abraham Elyria Ford is. You've spent half your days there now.
I've been in the showroom twice recently for big events, and the vehicles were taken out. But I was there. Yeah.
Who determines what vehicles, Chuck, that get parked in there and which one gets placed where?
Well, I split the showroom up. Half of it are certified pre-owned used, and the other half's new. And we just basically try to mix the colors up. You don't want all black, you want all white, you know, a little bit of everything. And try to get as many of the different models in there as possible. So, you know, now it's no problem. But back in February, it wasn't much fun going outside to look at cars. So you try to keep one of each model in. So if somebody wanted to look at one, sit in one, you know, and then they would go up and search on the lot. And then if they picked a different color, the salesperson would go out and get it and bring it up to them. But that's the reason we try to keep the different models in there.
Was it a tough winter for the auto industry?
It was not tough until middle of January and then February. I mean, February is about the coldest I think I ever remember. It was just miserable every day. But the good thing about that, it made March and April incredible, and May's off to a really good start. So, you know, it finds its watermark. I mean, it might be a little dry for a bit, then all of a sudden, you know, we get the people come in. So it was a little tight. It was tough to motivate the guys in February. It really was.
Well, once they start seeing someone sell a car, then they fire the next person, and then they can sort of go from there. And obviously, there's a lot of great things happening with Ford, so that inspires them too, right?
It's a really good time to be a Ford dealer. There's great product. Just rolled out the new 2015 Edge, a real big improvement. And the Edge is a great vehicle. The 14s, 13s, the older ones, but they came out 4 more inches of cargo area, and rides improved a lot. Really great car. I mean, of course, the 15 F-150 with the aluminum body has been a big, big success, and we're finally getting some of those on the lot. For a while, we didn't have a whole lot of them, but lost 700 pounds of weight to increase the gas mileage. It's really been a big hit with the buyers.
New Mustangs, too?
New Mustangs. Again, Mustangs are always cool, no matter what kind they are. You know, it's just a neat car. We don't get a ton of them, but if you want one, I can find it for you. I mean, I think we have 4 on the lot, but, you know, they are available, and I'll find them somewhere.
At your dealership, what seems to be the one that people are really gravitating towards?
Right now, it seems like our hottest vehicle is the Escape. Great deals, both purchase and lease on it, and the Fusion. They're like our bread and butter. The F-Series, when the F-Series, we have enough of them. F-Series is always probably the best-selling vehicle, but it gets boring. It's been the best-selling vehicle for 38 straight years, so it's sort of not big news anymore. But right now, though, the Escape and the Fusion, they're just great cars. I mean, just great values. I mean, good-looking vehicles, too.
One thing I like about the Escape is it's a moderate-size SUV, maybe a little bit on the smaller side, but I'm a little bigger kind of guy, I guess. I can fit in one of those easily. There's a lot of room inside.
Yeah, I'm 6'5", and I fit in fine. Even with the moonroof, I don't hit my head. I mean, you notice that stuff when you're taller, like the door lines. You know, there's been a few times I go to jump in somebody's car to appraise it, and the salesman moved the seat back, and bam! You know, I'm like half silly when I'm driving it. But it's
one of those. Some of those you can get in, but you can't get out. Then.
Oh, exactly. It's like a Corvette. You can't get out of them.
Well, who wants to get out of a Corvette? I mean, once you get in,
once you get in, stay for a while.
You don't need to do that. Let's talk a little bit. Again, we're talking with Chuck Sturgill from Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. You're a big Keystone supporter. Talk about that. Your involvement also with the Keystone Athletic Team supporters. I think.
Yeah, it's CATS. It's been around since '96. We developed it to. It helps out the sporting teams. It's the stuff the booster clubs can't do. If a coach is taking a bunch of his staff to a coach's clinic, and, you know, we pick up a hotel room for him, or a couple meals, or, you know, the team, you know, we have a lot of championships here with our girls softball, especially. You know, they do something special. We buy them dinner. Or we buy all the little extra things. I mean, football team, they wanted a new scouting system, video recorder. You know, the booster club couldn't afford it all, so we kicked in there. It's stuff like that. It's the gingerbread. And, you know, we do a lot of stuff, too. We helped with getting that field house built. Mike Conrad, the president of Cats, I mean, that was like a personal challenge for him to get that and the stadium done. It was, you know, Cats helped a lot, but a lot of it was Mike himself going out and beating on doors and getting the donations. And for a while there, people see Mike come and they would lock the doors.
I suppose they know it, but it seems that it's a very special relationship. It's beyond what you say, the boosters. It's even somebody that can make a real difference.
Yeah, I mean, our booster does a great job, and they do what they're – but they're sort of bound by the school. We really – shouldn't say we don't have any rules.
I was going to say, yeah, no rules or rules.
We you know, we can spend the money any way we see fit. And, you know, we sponsor a lot of kids on summer team. You know, these summer teams now, like the AAU basketball and the ASA softball, JO volleyball, the travel baseball, it's expensive. And, you know, we want our kids playing. And sometimes, you know, people need a little financial help. So, you know, we take grants, requests for grants, and, you know, we help out with the expense on some of that stuff. It's,
now,
you know, it's
who are these people? Are they just local businesses? Are they fans? Are they parents of former, you know, what's the kind of relationship that they
Who's Cats?
Cats, yeah.
Cats have been basically the same people. We have a lot of people to help us, but it's Mike Conrad's president. I'm the vice president. Rick Shaw is the secretary. Chad Whitaker's a treasurer. We have Jason Dugaslav, who ran the quarterback club by himself single-handedly. He joined with us as a fundraising chairman. And Scotty Soy, he's a former Keystone athlete that you know, wanted to help us out. And we're trying to get younger, you know, because everybody's getting a little bit older, and our kids are. Well, my kids are out of the system, and Mike's got one more kid. Rick's kids are out of the system, so it's we're trying to get some younger guys in involved to do the same thing. We do a Hall of Fame every year, so it's stuff that we want to continue to go do. And by no means are we leaving anytime soon, but it would be nice if somebody else would say, "Hey, I'd be interested in helping you." But it's we do like two or three fundraisers a year, and we're constantly visible at all the games and everything. We spend probably $10,000 to $15,000 a year on Keystone Sports.
Any fundraisers coming up?
Next fundraiser would be the Jason Rodak 3-on-3 tournament that we have in the parking lot of the Depot restaurant. That's been going on since 2001 or 2002. Great time. If you like hoops, come up, spend the day, and you can watch from third graders all the way to, you know, 30-somethings playing. Still trying to relive their glory days of high school. But you'll smell a lot. Those guys are playing. You smell a lot of Ben Gay, and you see a lot of ankle tape. But it is a really, really good time.
When does that take place? Or
that
what?
Is August 16th, okay. I think, this year. I'm not positive. Then we have our Hall of Fame golf tournament. That's in September. And then we have a big Super Bowl party that is probably our number one fundraiser. Makes us quite a bit of money and a lot of good, you know, it's a really good time.
Now, you're supportive, but do you get to see a lot of the sports?
Do I?
Going, you know,
I probably don't miss a basketball game. I think I missed one football game because my daughter got married, so...
Yeah,
I couldn't get out of that one. But no, I've been to a couple softball games. It's just softball and baseball are tough because, you know, my business where I'm at, you know, they play at 4:30. That's sort of, you know, I got to work. You know, Mr. Abraham, he supports me on a lot of the sports stuff, but I don't think he let me out of there at 4 o'clock.
Take a test drive, head south a little bit, didn't work for, you know.
You know, like when my daughter ran track, he made sure got to go to the track meets. You know, don't miss your kid's stuff, but... And now she's a senior at Ohio Wesleyan, so.
And events like you talk about, the fundraisers you have, it not only raises money for a good cause, but they also promote, I would imagine, a lot of spirit, community spirit, togetherness, a lot of camaraderie right here.
Oh, I tell you what, honestly, especially after this levee passed, you talk about spirit. And Franco just got appointed the full-time superintendent, deserves it. I mean, that's the kind of morale. What he did is he brought the parents together. You know, we were losing that every time by, you know, just short margins. But what he did is get in the schools, get to the kids, got to their parents, and got them to vote. And, you know, in an election that there was the only thing on the ballot was that. You know, that was a pretty big victory. I thought and I didn't think that many people would turn out. But thank God he got to them, because there was a lot of no voters, but we got it passed.
Chuck Sturgill, I guess, this morning. We appreciate you stopping in. Again, you can stop by and see him over at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. And they're out there probably scraping the windows, Greg. I told you there was there not frost on some of the car windows this morning?
There was frost on my car this morning, but they'll be cleaned off. They'll be looking pretty by the time anybody comes in and buys one today. Yeah, so
people could see them there at Route 57 in East Broad Street. Chuck, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate
it. All right, thank you, guys.